Hey. It's Sunday.
What you mean? Is it true?
It's cool.
Yeah, that's all we do, a kid, the truth. What it do, bitch? Did the school, bitch? Just check in if you wanna know the truth, bitch. From the nobodies to the who's who, bitch. Mr. Ice Cream, man, he got the school, bitch. Hey, what it do, bitch? Did the school, bitch? Just check in if you wanna know the truth, bitch. From the nobodies to the who's who, bitch. Mr. Ice Cream, man, he got the school, bitch. Hey, what it do, bitch? What it do, bitch?
Hey, I like to take this time to welcome everybody to Sunday the Scoop. Well, we coming to give y'all the scoop, the whole scoop, and nothing but the scoop, so help us God. So won't you hold on to your seatbelts? Cruising on a Sunday with a slight tilt. Kicking some heartfelt knowledge to your higher self. It's the scoop.
Man, it's the scoop, man. We back.
We here.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all excused us for what it was last week.
Yes,
or whatever.
Yes.
We had some little festivities to get into, some travels and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And as you can see, you know what I'm saying, with Tony MFD.
Tony
for
is
today,
in.
We had a fill-in, but our fill-in, what you want to say?
She had some business to handle.
So, you know. We here, you know what I'm saying? It's your host, PJ Perfect Gentleman. I got my co-host with me, Fly Jock.
You already know.
All right, in the building.
Yep.
So, y'all see the topic today. We're going to go ahead and get into it. Y'all know what today is.
Today is Halloween.
You
know what I'm saying? Trick. Are you going to be the trick or the treat?
Shout out to all the tricks.
Shout out to all the tricks and treaters out there.
Oh, man. You know what I'm
saying? How your weekend was, bro?
Hey, we'll never ask you.
Week was pretty good.
I was out on vacay, actually. So
okay. Damn.
Everything was actually lovely for me. Beautiful, island and a place that we experienced. So at that point.
Nice.
You know, hey, dope, hella dope for me. How about you, Fly?
Well, the week was nice. Now the weekend.
Weekend, turn up.
As y'all probably hear my voice, you know, it's, well, we turned up. Shout out to, Courtney.
Them bottle boys.
Tim, Marquise, Ezell, Black. Man, listen, we had a couples retreat.
Shout out, Tim. Yeah, y'all. Black, all y'all. Shout out to y'all.
To the homies and their beautiful wives. You know, we had a great weekend.
Yes, sir.
We just came back. Like, we just got back.
See, and I appreciate that.
Man, it was nice. It was real nice. It was
just
something
landed
different.
And still came through. You see what I mean? All right, well, shout out to Tony MFD.
Yeah, he doing his thing.
If y'all haven't went to his page,
y'all go follow Tony on Facebook.
I just seen the video. You know, follow Tony MFD.
Please go look at that video. Matter of fact, the boys down there
for the New Orleans Saints and the Tampa Bay Bucks game.
Yes, yes.
And that boy is cutting up. It's cutting the food. You hear me?
Y'all know Tony. He can't keep his shirt on. Right. And I'ma share it on my page. So if you don't follow Tony and you follow me. After the show, I am sharing this video because this guy.
So Fly, who you was gonna be the? Nah.
So
let me stop.
My costume for the day is Tony MFD.
You got to have that shit on, and you got to.
Let me tell you, motherfucker, something. You know it. The whole show, I'm gonna be Tony. Let me tell y'all something. The boss for the kick ass today. Hey, I'm Tony today. Fuck that. I'm Tony MFD. Know what I'm saying? In the great words of Bernie Mac, I ain't scared of you motherfuckers.
What you want to tell them? Alright,
that nigga ready to talk
that's
shit
what, hey, that's what we talking about though. I feel that, man. Alright, check it out. This is what we finna do, man. We finna get into the topic. Why do people wear masks? And the reason for that topic today is it's Halloween. You know what I'm saying? People masked up all day. And we ain't talking about those those masks. Mm. But we just talking about, you know, honestly, some real shit as far as to why people even feel like they have to, you know what I'm saying, put on a mask or take off a mask or just stuff like that. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I want to get into one of the questions here is and that question is, are we who we think we are, or are we what others think we are? How you feel about that question, Fly?
Hold on now. Whenever you say a mask,
yeah,
you're not talking about the...
We ain't talking about Jim Carrey.
So we talking about the COVID to prevent...
No, we ain't talking about the COVID. No, we just saying like real life, you know what I'm saying, masks. We ain't really talking about the
so
physical
you ain't talking about
mask.
The actual mask that go over your head or
right.
your face. You talking a cover up. A cover
there you
up.
Go. There you go. That's a great way to say it.
Yes, a cover up mask.
Great way.
Wow.
So that's why I asked, because this is one of the popular questions to this question is are we who we think we are? Or are we, you know, like let's say for instance, if you know, partying, going somewhere, mm-hmm. whatever the case may be to turn up, are we who we think we are, or are we who, you know, or are we who others think we are?
Oh, other shit. People think wow, we are. Wow. That's a good one, bro. It depends on the person, you know, because damn, who do we think we are? Because when I go out, I think I'm the shit. Know what I'm saying?
Listen, hey.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
Now, it's a difference between, see, when I go out, I think I'm the shit. But when I start spending too much money, I know I'm not a baller.
Okay.
I can't do all okay. that unnecessary stuff to impress.
Okay, others.
Others. Know what I'm saying? So, yeah. So I don't want that mask.
So, in other words, you feel more of yourself versus
to what others
may think. Because, like you say, for the most part, I remember recalling on the show and stuff like that, you actually have that social media presence. In that kind of lifestyle where people, oh, Jock always having fun.
Yeah, always going out.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So somebody could easily mistake that as, you see what I'm saying?
See, that's difference, though. Like certain people have to live a lifestyle. If you start something,
okay,
you going to want to keep up with that lifestyle.
right.
Meaning, oh... PJ, the perfect gentleman here, okay, when he on Instagram or Facebook, oh, man, this man always got that shit on. He got to keep that lifestyle going. Because now, see, me, I don't have to have that lifestyle. Oh, he get clean, but my lifestyle is having fun, turning up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, but it's certain people's lifestyles, they just... They want to live that expensive lifestyle and knowing they can't afford that lifestyle. So that is that mask.
So that's that mask. And
that's
also,
that mask.
Okay, pertaining to the point of people.
A certain lifestyle you can't afford. That is a mask.
Hey, what Wordplay saying? Matter of fact, shout out to Wordplay Deck. Y'all go and check that boy out on YouTube and all platforms, man.
Wordplay Deck.
That music. What put some in the comments, though. I can't see it on the thing.
I'm who I think I am. Most, oh, you can't see it?
I think so.
He say most people really don't know you if you never live them and vice versa.
Okay. Oh, if you never live with them or something like that. And vice
yeah,
versa,
yeah.
Never,
like if a person never. Know me and I start doing some weird shit, I got on a mask.
I got you.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Tenfold.
Like, so, I'm not with that
how
trying
come,
to keep up.
All right, let me ask you something. Do you think that, do you feel like everybody wears masks at some point of time? Like, especially, I'll say it for instance, like in the work. Like, you see what I'm saying? Work. Like in the work everywhere, arena, yeah, when it comes down to...
Yeah.
When it comes down to...
Because you can't be... It depends on what...
What field you in.
Like a business owner going to have on a mask because he want to make sure he got his... He or she... Mm-hmm. Customers are happy. Know what I'm saying?
Customers are happy.
Right.
Assets are protected.
Right, right, right. I mean, it's a time and a place for a mask. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Business ethic, yes. Put that mask on because you're professional now.
That's why I wanted to get to that point because remember, I feel like this right here. In our culture, you know, do you feel like in our culture, do we give people enough space to be, you know, free or be themselves without having to put on that mask? Do you feel like that mm-hmm. we're actually welcoming when it comes down to that fact? And for instance, let's just put out there for shits and giggles, we see what's going on with the Lil Nas X and the Bootsy situation or the other little situations that's popping up the Jada Pinkett in the Will. Like, I'm just saying, like, that's why I'm asking. Do our culture, how do y'all feel about that when it comes down to comments and stuff like that? Do y'all feel like our culture actually give people, you see what I'm saying, room to be themselves?
The Lil Boosie and that kid Nas X, that is not
an example of what
that can't be no example of,
it, I don't of think this it is either. Because that's them kind of really
that kid now he's taunting Boosie.
Yes.
For this kid to say, and you know Boosie don't fuck with you, but like, oh, me and Boosie got a song coming out. So now you want Boosie to keep like, hey, Jit, shut the hell up. You know what I'm saying? You want Boosie to keep harassing you because you think your community go try well, to you blackball want, you
want
Boosie.
To, yeah, you want to pull him out his character.
But at the same time, Boosie ain't mad at the community. He mad at the stuff you do. Like, you started off with Old Town Road.
Okay. Facts.
All the kids loved it. I played the song for my little girl. My little girl.
I recall it too.
You know what I'm saying? Every parent was doing that with their kids.
And then we just and got then now. In the face.
You kiss a man at the awards, and now your new video, you doing all this extra stuff. Bro, kids can't be watching that. You trying to poison the kids' mind.
Well, kids, you know what? The funny part about that, kids were trying to challenge me to actually watch that.
No, but, I'm not watching that.
But here we go. So this is what I'm trying to say. How can we recognize when we are wearing a mask? And what is the cost each time we decide to put that mask on? What are the costs? Like, what? Are we?
It can be a good thing to have on a mask sometimes, and it can be a bad thing when you don't know when to use the mask. That's how I look at it. Like I say,
all right. Wordplay said he was already gay. He just had a word. He just had that Old Town Road mask on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So he coming out. He wanted us to love him at first with that Old Town Road.
No, everybody
was fucking with Jit. And now that you getting the love, oh, by the way, I'm okay. Yeah. All right. Well, and guess what?
But to me,
I'm not even mad about that. Yeah, I don't care about that, bro.
Yeah, nobody needs to know.
Everybody got somebody in their family that's that.
But who needed to know your sexual preference?
It's okay if you want to get calm, say, hey, I am this. All right. Hey, it is what it is. You making music. Now, when you start doing that extra stuff, okay, I'm for the fall back. See, certain people, like Boosie say, he just, he can't keep his mouth closed. Hey, Boosie like to speak his mind, so it is what it is. But it's certain masks, like you say, Jit had on that mask.
Jit had that mask.
He had on that mask.
I ain't saying, but somebody said.
Yeah, hey. Right, yeah, right. You know he did have on that mask. He fooled us.
Yeah, but this is what I'm trying to say. I just think for future reference and stuff like that, and the reason why I asked this coach, I mean the question as a cultural perspective, because you know I know that, you know, just growing up, bro, I know that we, you know, have certain challenges, certain things that's talked about or that's clown.
Right.
When it comes down to more so mental things or, you know, stuff that people are dealing with, mm-hmm. those insecurities, like that, you know, like our culture almost is more prone to clowning.
Right, right.
Versus trying to give people a safe space to be able to express themselves.
Right.
You see what I mean?
And but that's how our culture, which is a true our culture, but when we was growing up, it wasn't like we used to crack on them. But like it went to the point where like it's a totally different generation now. Like people really commit suicide for cracking. It wasn't bullying to us. Bullying to us was when your ass was getting jumped every day, getting beat up every day. See, we just used to crack, you know what I'm saying?
But see, that's why I wanted to get down to it, because you're getting down. I think you're going into exactly where we wanted to go, where we was going to carry the conversation, which is into the kids and the children. Because most parents, and I'm going to say it like that, are not... We have to look at this thing real quick, because, you know, we know that there's different agendas that's out. We know that school and social media can be a cruel place. So what I'm trying to say is if your kids are exposed to these things, then it has to be like as a parent versus just worried about making sure that the bills is paid. You now have a duty, like you've been had that duty,
right?
But like you, it's like an urgent duty now to make sure that you're checking on these kids as far as their, oh, are you sad? Are you, you know what I'm saying? Their emotional being and stuff like that, because sometimes they're not going to voice everything, because remember, home is also a place of structure. So they also feel that they're under attack.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? When it comes down to structure, you're teaching discipline and things like that. They may also feel like they're under attack.
Mm-hmm.
But in reality, I'm just saying, what I'm saying is, long story short, is that we have to be able to create those spaces where these, you know, where our own kids and where kids can actually come and feel like, I feel like we have to get to that point in our culture as well, to where these kids feel like they're able to express themselves to us or to parents. Because when you're asking, you say, hey, how's your day? Oh, good. How's school? Good. You see, everything is the same thing over and over again, repetitive. Nothing's really said. So you're trying to tell me.
I won't know what really happened.
Exactly. Yeah, so you're trying to tell me the same thing go on. What is this, a Doug funny cartoon or something like that?
It was good.
You got the same clothes in the closet. So, you know, so it's just those type of things. And that's why I'm trying to say, you know, I feel like we have to really get to that point in checking on people, including adults. It's not just the young kids, but that is a. It was an interesting. I'm not gonna lie. It was an interesting aha moment that I had doing this research.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? Doing this little study on this topic, I was just like, "Oh man, dang! You know what? Am I doing that? Am I creating a space where if these kids feel like they want to talk to me about who they are or what they experience, like would they do that without feeling
because
like
honestly,
I'm going to judge, I'm going to, you know, what they say is the big word is try to fix them.
Right. See, I want you to be comfortable where you can tell me something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I want you, if you can't talk to nobody else, you can talk to me or your mom. But see, when I was growing up, it's like you got to be tough. Know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And not us saying that I had a rough childhood. I had a damn good childhood. I wasn't no abandoned child. It's just that when we was growing up, it was different. Our parents used to get on us when we fucking up.
Mm-hmm.
Know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't no... let's sit down and talk about how
you just saying that tough love most likely
it was tough
part.
Love
like for yeah, I think yeah. that's how you kind of I think that's the best way
it
to kind of sum
tough
it up
love and
the best
and
way
it
to sum
wasn't
it up.
Nothing like oh they didn't it was really tough love Because you got your daddy, just shut up.
You got that. You got your coaches.
When you look at your coach,
then long term, if you actually become something, to do something with yourself, then you can look back on that.
Then you can look like, damn, man.
You know, I kind of appreciate that, though.
You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
And it was like, especially us growing up in the hood. You know what I'm saying? I'm not one of them people that can say, oh, I didn't have a dad. Now, my biological father wasn't there, but my stepdad, that's who I call pops. But I wasn't one of them ones that's like, oh man, my childhood. No, because we had tough love.
I'm talking about
the whole family.
What?
I'm talking big cousins, just shut up. Stop all that crying. You know what I'm saying? You got big cousins.
Hey, listen.
Man, ain't no soft shit. But like now, I teach mine where, now I don't want you soft now. Ain't no softness. I'm sorry. Ain't no softness. But I want you to be comfortable with when it's something wrong. You can come talk to me. Every day I say, my little girl, how was your day? And just like you say, good.
Right.
What did you do today, though?
Right. Yeah, you got to take that question further because if you just accept that good, then you're going to keep getting that every day. And you like, what the
hell? Oh, it was a good day? All right,
I don't even
five.
Know my child, man.
Okay, good day again? High five. Okay, wait, baby. Monday through Friday, something had to happen.
You finna just tell me.
You ain't there for the key.
You finna just tell me that you don't been here.
Daddy, it was a good day. Okay, you ain't falling.
You ain't have to tell nobody. You ain't have to tell nobody at all.
Ain't no kid.
You ain't play a little bit too much.
You ain't fall off the slide. Yeah. You ain't trip over the sand
for
or
sure.
something.
Yeah,
come on now. Something happened.
I like what you right though. The reason I was gonna express is to like how you was expressing with the softness and stuff like that. to me, I don't treat it that way. But my thing is my thing is the crying, and the reason why I'm on the crying real hard, especially you know because I have girls, so especially, and then even with boys, crying is that I feel as though. The world is not going to like you. I feel like you can't solve anything personally by crying. This is my personal opinion. Yeah, crying about it.
Okay.
You're not gonna solve anything by crying about it.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know how to do it. It's tough.
Right, rough, you know.
I can't get the answer. What?
Right.
So my thing is you know, instead of crying about it, you know, figure out a way to do something about it.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? That's my approach.
It's not the fact that don't cry
because I'm saying, no, don't cry. You know, suck it up.
No, I'm saying.
I'm saying, listen, if you feel like you at a point where you got to cry about something, then you need to kind of step back and figure out a different approach of how to solve it. Because this is how I feel like the world becomes a better place. Because now you're creating and you're breeding thinkers versus somebody that's going to fold under pressure. You know, you're creating somebody that's going to be able to, oh, you know what? Pop always told me to, you know, all right, I need to step back and try to think about how to, you know, tackle this a different way because this ain't working. The way that I'm going about it ain't working. I need to step back and try to figure this out, you know, and that's my way. That's how I kind of see it. And that's why, you know, when I try to, like I say, you try to deal with it because, you know, people can tell you that. A lot of the parenting and or the ways that we were brought up was more so leaning towards the wrong side versus
having a balance.
Like they'll tell you know, like I'm saying, you right. We got brought up, ain't no tell you know all that kind of shit, you know. So yeah, we
and it's crying and especially crying.
Well,
listen, what the hell are you crying for?
You know what I'm saying? Right, big facts. I like that what Wordplay said. He had said it's not up to, in reference to that Lil Nas X thing. He said it's not up to celebrities to give our kids morals and values. He said that's on you know that's on the home. That's on the parents at the home.
True.
And now
true. Yeah. That's the reason listen. I can, after that comment there, that is so true. And it's not even about that. You know, kids on YouTube, these YouTubers, kids. I'm talking the kids YouTube where, oh, they acting up and they don't want to do this. No, mom, I don't want to do this.
It's you talking about the different little challenges and stuff that they be just doing, or the fact like that kids will do almost anything
like
to go viral.
It's anything to, well, not just, people. I'm talking about the parent, like, it ain't disrespectful stuff, but it's the small things where they pound and they'll throw some.
Oh, the temperature
is tight. And your child's sitting there watching it, and I walk by the TV, hey, don't try that with me.
Wait.
Oh, I don't play that. Listen.
Wait. Time out, y'all. Okay. It's funny that you say that. It's real funny that you say that because a child does have to see something like that.
Right.
And I'm saying that from experience.
Yes.
With my child. Look, we was in the department store. We was in the, you know, one of the department stores.
Mm-hmm.
And we seen one of the children cutting loose. He wanted
screaming.
What the he wanted.
Yeah.
And since mama wasn't getting it, the screaming, the yelling,
yeah,
the fox.
Yes,
and I'm looking at, my daughter's looking at this, and I'm like,
that they're like, shit, should I'm
like,
I try
listen,
this?
I'm looking at her like,
don't do it.
No.
Don't do it. Oh, yeah, I don't play that. Listen,
I'm looking at her like, bro, don't, hey,
bro, listen,
that ain't the way to do it. That's like, hey, don't do that.
My little girl, no, boy. But she can watch them YouTube, all the kids having fun, then they want to throw stuff, and I'm mad, Dad. Okay. Right. Hey, Jar Jar. That's a little cute little show. Little girl doing the wrong thing now. Please don't try that.
don't.
I'm going to tell you, hey, please don't try it.
Hey, wait. Let me tell you, bro.
That shit gonna
hey,
hurt.
Listen, bro, I promise you, bro, I think I kind of found my daughter kind of acting like it a little bit. And I was just like, bro, hold up. She seen this. And then,
but
you know, but we had that. We put the countdown
we had to,
system on there.
We had to have a, I talked to her once before. You know, she was watching the little show. Like, it's not bad shows. It's really kids.
Being themselves.
Kids YouTube. And I guess they did some little prank and they said some, so she took it to school and said some, but she not knowing that this can get you in trouble.
Right.
And I'm like, nah, babe, you can't be saying things. Like, it wasn't nothing like to the point where she cursing or something. Nah, I ain't like that, because, boy, she'll to this day, if I say, damn, daddy, you can't say that. Like, I got to be careful saying stuff, you know what I mean?
Right.
He know what's up, because.
Yeah, you know what? I remember when my oldest was like that. But
yeah,
now
man.
I don't even listen. She's like, I think she just tuned daddy out at
yeah,
some
yeah.
points.
Mine you just give me that look. She just stand there. Yeah. Like I'm the child.
Yeah. Right, you know? right.
And then, oh, I am so sorry.
Who's
daddy.
The adult here?
Daddy is so sorry. She like, daddy, you got the adult drink right now.
Tell me this. All right, check it out. I appreciate this conversation. It's like, do we usually hide who we are behind the mask because we are afraid of what others think, or you may fear the consequences of the response from others? Or are people just scared of what might happen if they actually, you know, be themselves?
Nah. Be themselves.
I'm just saying, do you think that's why, like, do you think that people are, I would say, afraid of what others think? That's why they will put on the mask.
Yes, some people will.
Do you think that they fear what the consequences of the response from others may be? You know, can't control it. It's like trying to control something that you can't control. You see what I mean? To control how a person.
So may, some people are put on the mask just to get, like you say, that mask of I care about what people say about me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Or how some man fuck them people. For real, bro. That shit be aggravating. Like, oh, you doing this because somebody else likes seeing you do this. You doing this, do it for yourself. Because really, you probably don't even want to do it. But for these people to like you, know what I'm saying? You, hell yeah, you got on the mask. Man, if you feel uncomfortable doing this because you want to be a part of that cool crew, man, listen, fuck them people. Fuck that crew.
I think it's like what it is, that one saying is be yourself because everybody else is taken.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Those type of sayings and stuff like that. But building self confidence in a child nowadays with social media, it might not be a tough job. Because the simple fact that now parents do have to compete with, you know, social imaging, and things like that, and how kids may, you know, want to see themselves and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like I say, man, school, we forget to realize that school is really a cruel little place, man. Kids are brutally honest, or they're just brutally savages at times. And things like that. So yeah, like
I almost said, that's the reason you don't let them be soft. You know,
which is you do have to kind of build up that character. You do have to put in that work.
Build up that character because yes, I don't want you to be at school and feel like you can't say nothing back. But I ain't saying be disrespectful. I mean, this is how I look at it. Your child can't be no punk. That's how we grew up.
Okay,
but you go be respectful and ain't nobody go try you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's how we grew up. And guess how we came successful men where, you know what I'm saying? But we do know when to put on that mask.
Yeah. And that's why I was just that's the next question that we get into is putting on the mask being fake. Because you know, well, I'm just saying,
like you say, we're talking about our
culture.
Masks.
We're talking about our culture.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? Like how we feel when somebody fitting in. Oh, for instance, great, perfect example. I seen the video. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if other people may have seen the video. The two Cuban twin brothers that
I'm an island boy.
Wait,
that's a whole nother generation, bro. I'm an island boy.
So I was like, you know,
man, that
I'm just like, okay. I had, you know, I seen that video,
okay.
But then I had just recently seen another video clip, and you know, since I was actually, you know, getting myself together or whatever, I decided to let the video, the interview, play.
Okay,
and in the video, it's like, oh, they're not trying to be like anybody, yet you look like these certain individuals all in the collective all together.
Right.
But I'm like, so, and they're just like, this is their own thing. And that's where it lost me at. I'm not even going to lie. They lost me at the point where this is their own thing. It would have been a little bit better for me if they would have been like, yeah, I like this individual. I may have got inspired by young Kodak or by what the other name?
This
the,
how
the,
I look
the,
at
Lil
it.
Lil Pump or the something like that.
This how I look at that. Now, these are just, they live in the hood. They from Florida.
They from Florida?
Yeah. They from down south.
So
they island
so
boys.
What's up with this island?
I don't know, bro.
I guess
I look at it, bro.
No shit.
They island boys. I don't know if they say that because they Cuban.
Florida is an island, bitch.
I don't know if they say that because they
Cuban. Fuck the rest of these states.
Yeah.
Florida is an island.
Always said Florida different.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Florida's a whole island. Matter of fact, we surrounded by water though.
Yeah, yeah, bro. And it ain't it ain't Florida. It's Florida.
Florida. Hey, listen. Hey, listen. You learn from shit every day. You learn from shit every day,
bro. Like I was saying,
Florida is an island, my nigga. Shout out to all the islanders in Florida today.
This is how I look at that situation. They just because these just been locked up in the program. You know what I'm saying? They hang around the hood. So I guess whenever you're around the hood, it's embedded in you. Where I get what you're saying, where that's really us.
I was just like, yeah, but my that thing really was, us. I mean, come on, bro. You look directly like come on, like it but
that other one got the little tattoo, like,
yeah. So, okay, one of them got the tattoos, like, extension and attention. What I don't know the name. You know, this is young rapper stuff.
Who passed away?
Right. Yeah. Bless him. Bless the brother. And then the other one looks just like Kodak.
They all
so at the end of the
wits.
Day, my thing is this. And then, yeah, got the Florida wits. So at this point, I'm not mad at the wits because I'm like,
that is
you
Florida.
Know, that's a Florida thing. And I'm
right.
Hey, you know, one thing about Florida dudes is that, hey, they love, like, we love to put that shit on. Or we feel like somebody's, you know, trying to be like,
you can tell when a person is from Florida.
We feel like, hey, listen, we out here, we setting the standard. We setting the trends. We pop.
We got our own shit.
Right. So this one, so I ain't mad at none of that. But to go down to the artwork, though, the tattoos, and then to say this is something that is of your own thought. Your own mind. And I'm just like,
it's the younger generation, man. That's
because, see, I can't even get past the fact that even the younger generation, y'all still have to give reverence to Wayne, basically, because this is the person that really gave y'all this.
It's
like Allen Iverson touching the league.
Touching
down in the NBA.
Listen, when Allen Iverson was in the league, everybody wanted cornrows.
Everybody wanted the sleeve.
They wanted to hit that little crossover like Iverson.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Shout out to AI.
Yeah.
Living legend.
Yeah, he started that trend.
Living legend.
So I get what you're saying now.
That's all. I ain't wanna get too much into it because I ain't really worried about hating. I'm just saying, pay homage.
Yeah.
Give the dudes, like, you know what I'm saying, for the people that actually came before you and set those type of trends, or, and I'm going to just say trends. I ain't going to say it's a standard, but trends.
Shit, a person can tell me I wasn't no hot boy.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. That's why I say, like, you know, I know how Florida boys, you know, think for the most part. So the copying, you know, that's going to happen. It's going to happen.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody going to.
Now. Now, when the wigs and not everybody rock gold teeth, but gold teeth was really in the South.
Yeah.
Gold teeth was the South.
It's a Florida thing. It's something that I kind of tell.
It's a down South thing, the gold teeth.
It's something I'm trying to tell. You know, the funny part about it is that we just came to the conclusion that Florida is an island today.
Yeah, y'all.
Yeah.
And it's not island. Florida. It's Florida.
Florida's an island. And then we got the Buccaneers over here. So you know that in historically, gold teeth and all this stuff was some pirate stuff and things like that and some king shit. So it just kind of really showing your roots and who, you know, we are, you know what I'm saying, naturally through that vine. Like sometimes, you know,
and
sometimes you do stuff in life and you will just find different trends that set and not even understand that stuff probably predates your mindset or your thinking that, you know what? I'm finna do this. This is new.
And
I'm finna bring something new on the scene.
But to be honest, gold teeth was a real, it won, how can I say, now gold teeth is fashion.
Yeah, it was royalty.
Like gold teeth was a meaning, trophies. You know what I'm saying? Once you put goals in your mouth, that was like a person buying his first Rolex.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Bit fast. I know what you're talking about. Okay.
But thank God I didn't put, because I sure was begging my mama and my grandma, can I please have six at the bottom?
Well, no, shout out to the jewelers that let you pop them grills in and take them out. You know what I mean? Come on, now we did it. We did it. Listen,
shout out to the candy companies that had that gold at that wrapper.
Hey. Or the Ford companies, or we can even get down to Paul in the Magic Mall. We can even get to Paul in the Magic Mall, man. Shout out. Come on, man.
Thank you to your
man. I'm just saying. All right. So with that being said, that pretty much really concludes that. You know what I mean? I think that we kind of talked and we touched on a lot of the points that I really want to speak on, because the main thing was really just getting to the culture on the point of picking fun and laughing at things that we don't totally understand, right, or understand to the fullest. So I think that there's definitely work there or whatnot, because, you know, I was also scrolling social media and I seen the post about we need to come together and talk about how people could label those, how you can categorize or label or mistreat someone due to if they have been raised hood or not. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, and then somebody came and come in and on that and was like, who delegates someone feeling like they are hood or not? Like, what, like, do they have to be, you know, from the hood to be hood?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? You see that kind of, you see how the mind goes?
Yeah, see, things like that, honestly, like, a hood person, people from the hood can be the number one doctor in the world, you know what I'm saying? But you won't know that until you talk to that person. Now, it's some people that you be like, okay, nah, that motherfucker ratchet. That nigga hooded in a motherfucker. Because he got it in him where, bro, like, I done seen it, though.
Hey, listen.
Even I done seen so much shit where, like, damn, listen, boy, man.
Hood, bro, to me, and I'm going to just say it like this for the show and for beyond. Hood is a state of mind. It is not a reality. And that's what we fail to realize, because even ghetto and what we call ghetto is culture and it's created. Even the slang, the words, it's still a creation of us deviating from, and that, you know what I'm saying? Like, somebody trying to teach you how to do something and you in something you, that's you naturally torn that. From you. Right. You see what I'm saying?
It so, can't be taught.
So that's why I say, like, people try to play mind games with it and tricks about, you know, and pointing the finger, who to point the finger at. But at the end of the day, like I say, hood is a state of mind. And that's why when you talk to people, matter of fact, it's crazy because Wordplay was on here. All right, my partner. And I was just trying to, I was talking to him about, you know, where you can't really, like, when you trying to bring your pearls around people that still got that hood mentality.
Yeah.
It ain't, bro, it don't matter how many times you can tell them how to get rich or how many times you tell them how to, you know what I'm saying, make it out of that situation, bro. If that mindset is still stuck there.
It's that mindset.
You can't do nothing with it. You got to kind of write it off, bro. You got to keep it trucking. Even it's if it's like family. You got to keep it moving.
Some people don't want to improve.
Right. It's like I'm
basically trying to help you to get the level 5. Bro, you still at level 2. You don't even want to go up there. And guess what? I got to leave you down at level 2 because I can't be stuck down here, bro. I'm trying to improve. But I still love the hood now. I love the hood.
And I still love you.
But guess what? It comes a time in life we need to grow. You done got older, bro. Bro, do something with yourself, bro. It ain't all about... I done seen so much now, bro. Like, honestly, like, leaving the hood, and I ain't want my kids, you know what I'm saying, to hear gunshots all the time.
I understand. I understand.
Which, back in the days, to us, that was like, oh, shoot, they shooting. Bro, now these shoes is dropping bodies. Back in the day, they popping.
No. Correction. Innocent bystanders. They're dropping the wrong.
Right. Little babies. Getting
hit by
a damn bullet.
Yeah, the wrong bodies. It ain't even that you getting your man. I'm like, I feel like Pusheist on that shit. Like, you ain't even.
Right.
You got to practice for you. You got your eyes closed. Yeah, you ain't even hitting your man. Come on, man.
But, I mean, I love the hood. I love the ghetto. I was raised in the hood. I'm talking about the walls was brick.
Yep. That
brick wall.
Yep.
Not no plywood. We talking about your wall was brick. You tripping for all you want to.
Hey, I got cut on them bricks.
Listen, boy.
I got cut on the pile of them bricks.
That's why I say kids
are... Whole leg gashed.
Kids want to be in the hood so bad. Y'all kids don't want to be in the hood. It's fun in the hood. When we was growing up, it was fun.
Yeah.
It was very fun. But it comes a point in life where it's different things out there.
It's like a jungle because everything is competitive.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
I'm talking everything.
That's how you come out competitive. And this is also why... People like me and Fly Jock, that, you know, if we go with our, you know, loved ones and we playing sports or games, y'all ain't winning. We not trying to let y'all win.
I don't give a damn because you my child. Just
because
it's cute,
because you...
Hey, bro, you can ask her, Vicky. Me and her went bowling. Hey. Bro, hey, I'm sorry, baby. I love you. You love me. But right now, you're an op. Like the kids say, whoop me out.
So cool.
I'm for the win. But, when we were growing up, that is so true. Like, it was competitive. I'm talking about going out there on a big field just to play tackle, football, kickball, dodgeball, whatever going on in the hood, bro. Like, we used to race. Like, it was totally different.
Oh, she. Look, need to say my son slammed his room door because he saw little Timmy do it, but he didn't see that ass whooping coming.
Yeah, see, that's what these kids don't know. That's a TV show now.
Yeah.
So you slam a damn door in my house, somebody coming through that.
Oh, right behind you.
I am right on you.
Listen, what?
Little Timmy ain't show you the. Find a print at the bottom. This stunt may come with ass whooping.
What you say? Hey, shout out to that, bro.
Yeah, man. Shout out to the kids that, you know what I'm saying, that is in the hood and trying to do better.
Like I said, y'all, it's some hood kids. I done met
some little kids where they hood, but they smart as hell. Hood.
Right, yeah, that's one of that's. But see, that's what it's all about, and this is why you can have a millionaire stay next door to a broke person, a poor person, because the simple fact that it's not, there are different systems and traps and things that are opposed to certain realities or like, you know, just where you at in that reality, where you at in that time,
right?
Something that you really can't control.
Right.
So instead of focusing on what you can't control, the key to the success of graduating from that is you can control what you put inside your mind. You can control, you know, how much you can, you know, use your imagination. That's like, to me, the most important thing for kids is to be able to use your imagination. I remember those little reading rainbows and those different little kind of shows that PBS kind of showed us to, you know, use your imagination, like, you
Mr.
know,
Rogers.
That's why I also liked it. What you want to say, like, was it the Rugrats, right? Rugrats. I'm saying, right, with the little babies, right?
With the little babies.
Okay, this is why I like the Rugrats. Like, they use their imagination
to go on adventures.
Like, to do some of the most craziest and awesome, like, coolest things
and
whatever.
And they in the house, though.
Yo, they literally in the house or they in the backyard or
they crawl to the backyard.
You see what I'm saying? These babies don't have more adventures than grown people, bro.
They get under a blanket.
They using their imagination.
Now they on the spot. They gonna get shot off by a rocket into space. And
my point exactly.
Yeah,
and
man.
To me, the best thing and the best teacher is that if you can conceive it in your mind, you can put it in your hand. And that's the same thing. Like, it's like, yo, you can manifest that. You can manifest that. If you can think it, then you damn sure can make it. Right. Like, you can make it happen.
Right.
So that's why I say, man, that mind is a terrible thing to waste. And it's most important. And I'm going to sum this up like that. That's my closing for before I get into the riddle and the quote of the day.
Right, bet.
Fly, so if you got something to say,
man, shit, you just said everything.
All right, so
imagination.
Let's get to it. We're gonna get right into the riddle of the day. All right, and the riddle goes a little something like this. It says, there's a man who leaves home and runs around three blocks. When he comes back home, there are two masked men. Who are they?
A man leaves home, run around a block.
He run around three blocks. And then when he comes back, he see two masked men. Who are the masked men? Who are they?
Jehovah's Witness. It depends on what time of day. If it's on a Saturday, they'll Jehovah.
Wait a minute. Hey, you wanna know why that's so funny, man? Hey, bro, I got ran up in the bro. Listen, the Mormons, bro. Shout out to them brothers, bro. These boys is bold now. Bro. They ain't on the bikes no more. They running up on you in the grocery store.
Yeah,
yeah.
They walking around in public.
Hey, I was like, hey, what happened to the bike?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
who is these two little white boys with helmets on riding bikes in the hood?
Man, what happened to the bikes, player?
Yeah,
jeez,
they upgraded now.
All right, well, check it out, man. So one more game. Say I'm gonna repeat it, and then I'm gonna go and get an answer. It said there was a man who leaves home, and he runs around three blocks, and when he comes back, there are two masked men waiting for him. And the answer is, and they say, who are they? The answer is the catcher and the umpire.
Oh damn! Yeah, damn! Damn! Oh, yeah. First base, second base, third base, and then
three
he come
blocks.
Back home.
They came back home.
Damn, I sure wouldn't have thought about no baseball.
So that big guy, damn, that shit crazy. Ain't it?
Damn.
So that's the run of the day, ladies and gentlemen. And then we gonna roll right into the quote. And I got two of them because I liked it. This second one. And the second one is the Japanese say you have three faces. The first face you show to the world. The second face you show to your close friends and family. And the third face you never show to anyone. Say it is the truest reflection of who you are.
Mm.
Right?
Nice.
And then they had it's another one. And this one says, people saw them change. They saw them change. Only their masks do. It said it's it's only our perception of them and the perception they have of themselves that actually change. So those were two things. Like they said, man, like people, like those people that you figure out that, dang, why they acting like this way or that? You know what I'm saying? They saw them change. They really don't. They rarely change. They really don't change. You see what I'm saying? But he said they masks do. You see what I'm saying? So that's one thing to think about. That's something I'm going to leave y'all with. We appreciate y'all tuning in today.
Yes.
It's Halloween. Y'all go out. Y'all make sure y'all be safe, be careful, be easy. Stop making it. I ain't gonna say nothing like that. We might get banned or blocked because you get blocked for saying anything now.
Right.
But just be careful with these candies and stuff like that. Y'all know that CBD and all that stuff is in candies too. I think the last time we was kind of tell y'all about the fentanyl and all that stuff that could be laced. So
yeah, man. Hey, just keep it easy. Listen, y'all. Please,
And also don't be too eager to just worry about that. Like the dentist guy probably really appreciate you guys for celebrating stuff like birthdays and because they don't play nice, bro, and they not fair. They really not fair at all. And that's probably why they're not covered by insurance half the time. You got to pay that out of pocket.
Right.
So when you see me with these teeth all the way cross clean, just that's when I got it. I got it for that. So you know what I'm saying? Because you know when you balling, you really got that. When you really got that money, them teeth is right, player.
You hear me?
So y'all go ahead, man. Y'all make these dentists richer, I guess. And like I say, just be safe, be easy. Y'all check out the website, SundayTheScoop.com. Trust me, man, we got more to come. The guests didn't really fall through today. Tony MFD, but it's all right. We still rocking out. And we ain't holding no grudges. So Sunday the Scoop, we out. Love, peace, hair grease, fly. You got anything?
Like he say, leave that drug alone. If you smoke weed, just smoke weed. Don't start popping them pills, because as y'all see, they lacing stuff with shit that knock out horses.
Yeah, I actually just seen the dude that just went to prison for, I think he's in, he's in prison for selling, is it Matt Miller? Matt Miller, that nigga got 20 little pills.
20 years for lacing it.
Yeah. So, he might not even did it, but I mean, it's just I'm just a simple saying, fact,
it's
but,
just like all these drugs, man. How damn high you want to get? Shit, like it's okay to sip on you some wine and smoke your joint. If you want to
look, that talking about if they you find any of them candies with the THC in it, make sure you send them his way.
Really, like. Leave them white substance alone.
I'm like Dr. Lala Africa now. If it's white, it ain't right.
That's what he said. If it's white, it ain't right.
Right.
That sugar,
right.
That flour, they don't do nothing for you in your shape and or your diabetes. They don't do nothing for you.
Right.
Or that's in that salt. I forgot. That was the other white one.
Yeah, I'm trying to cut back on some of that stuff. But like we say, growing up, we weren't taught about that. So, you know.
No, you know, we had a lot. Kool-Aid, every at least about 4 or 5 things of Kool-Aid every day. I'm talking about pictures. I'm talking about you had to remake. Pitches.
Listen,
you
had to remake. A day. Yeah. Because you weren't sipping water. You was going to
Kool-Aid.
Get more Kool-Aid.
Kool-Aid, that's it.
And to be honest, sugar. I actually taught my daughter how to make Kool-Aid.
That sounds like a very dope experience. It sounds like almost like making the gingerbread house or something.
Right.
And, it sounds real.
And
real
bro,
dope.
She really like love it because you know she got the picture.
We made some with honey though. We didn't use sugar. We used honey.
For the Kool-Aid?
Yeah, raw honey, like raw honey. You know, it's real hard to get on that local honey stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but it actually worked out.
Well, I'm sorry, we use sugar.
White sugar.
We use that a white substance. That sugar.
I remember seeing that on something. What they was making? Oh, they was making something in... I don't know what it was.
And I got a little high tech with it.
They were making something. They had them put sugar. Yeah, no pole sugar. You either gonna eat it or you ain't.
Yeah. So you don't want to go overboard. But I actually got a little upgrade. You know, by our culture, we like to kick it up a notch with Kool-Aid. I went and got some fruit cocktail.
Okay.
Dumped it in there.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, I see what you're talking about, man.
You know.
Get booze on,
yeah,
on
man.
Hey, listen, I ain't never did none of that now.
Oh, boy, look, you throw some fruit cocktail. I'm sorry. Don't even drain the juice.
If we going on to tour, I ain't gonna lie, I'm gonna have to make it with cane sugar today.
You gonna do the cane sugar?
Listen,
okay.
If we going on any kind of tutorial about how to make Kool-Aid we ain't gonna use the other sugar. We gonna use
I'm sorry.
The closest we get to that sugar booger is that cane sugar.
Like that cane.
That cane. That's the closest thing I can get to, man.
Yeah.
But like I said, sugar. We out of here, man. We love y'all. Y'all tune in, check in next week, man.
Shout out to everybody who shared the show. We appreciate you.
Tony MFD will be in the building. And we definitely got some questions about him in New Orleans, all right?
Yes.
Yeah, all right. So we out.
Yes, yes. I just like to say I feel blessed on this one.
Yeah.